Dredd and Migelski in the studio. We're going to do our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And we welcome in on the phone Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller. We hope you had a good holiday.
Good morning. I did. I hope you did as well.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. And today we're going to talk about the thing that is on everybody's mind right now, and that is the Omicron variant.
So I thought maybe it would be helpful to sort of quickly remind everybody about mutations and how these variants arise. This variant has been named Omicron, as you point out, and it is currently the predominant variant in South Africa. Remember that when you have millions and millions of virus particles being produced in a person's body with an infection, there's always a chance that there could be an error in the genetic, in the replication of the genetic material. The vast, vast majority of errors, which we call mutations, are either don't do anything one way or the other, or they are actually deleterious to the virus. And so maybe one out of several million such mutations will actually confer some advantage to the virus. And this, of course, is natural selection, evolution, and it occurs for everything, not just viruses. So how do we know that a new variant for COVID is possibly conferring some benefit? Well, the way we know is that it starts out competing whatever the other dominant variant is at the time. So worldwide, the Delta variant has been the dominant variant, and we're all used to that now. This variant seems to be out competing in South Africa, the Delta variant. So that suggests that there is something about this new variant that gives it an advantage over the Delta variant. That advantage could be in terms of the way the spike protein helps the virus gain access to the cell. Remember our analogy of a lock and key. It could be an advantage that has something to do with the way that the virus is actually reproduced once it gets into the cell. That's the least likely possibility. The first is the most likely. And then the last thing, which is the one that I think everybody's concerned about, is maybe this mutation gives it an advantage to evade the immune system. And if that's the case, then that may have implications for the effectiveness of vaccines. So I think that that's what everybody's concerned about. Right now, we don't know. It's only been 10 days or so since this variant was identified. It probably got going many weeks before that. And it's already starting to spread outside of South Africa. It's starting to spread, as we would expect. Some of the early reports actually suggest that it may not be as serious an infection, and that people who have come down with it so far, it appears, may not actually be getting as sick as with Delta. So that would be on an optimistic note. If that was the case, that would be a good thing, of course, to balance out the negative effect if it's able to evade vaccines. But none of this we know for sure. It's all just some very early observations, and it's going to take some time to sort it out. It's going to take some time with more people actually coming down with this variant so that we can see how it's behaving. Also, keep in mind that the more these things become altered, mutate, eventually it is likely that a strain will predominate that does not cause such horrific disease and death. Because remember that the virus doesn't really desire to kill off its host. The whole thing that the virus is trying to do is simply to replicate. That's the whole driver, the evolutionary driver here. And there is an advantage, an evolutionary advantage, not to kill off your host. Think about Ebola, for example. Ebola, 80% lethal, and people die very quickly after getting infected with Ebola. And that's the reason why Ebola has not become a pandemic, because it's too deadly. It kills off its host too quickly, too effectively to really be able to effectively then spread throughout the entire world. So there may be a situation where eventually a variant develops that where there's some sort of homeostasis, you know, balance. So anyway, we'll have to see. I think it's way too early to say whether this is going to be a bad thing or not.
All right. To me, that's what it comes down to. We just have to wait and see.
It's good to have a balanced approach to it,
yeah.
Not to panic,
yeah.
And just to continue doing the taking the precautions that we've been taking and continuing to try and increase the percentage of vaccinated people.
Yes, and reminder that, you know, masks, social distancing, and hand washing remain very effective because they are mechanical barriers to transmission, and that's always going to be effective.
Doctor, thank you very much for really reassuring words about this new variant that we're wondering about. Thank you very much for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.